Hello and welcome to our next podcast. I'm very pleased that you take the time today and listen in again to understanding a bit more about cancer. And again, my dear friend and business partner Lothar is here today, and we're talking about a very important topic. Can you reverse cancer naturally? Is the body able to do that? Lothar, what do you think?
Well, if I would have to give a short answer, it's very easy. It's a yes, of course. Think about blocks. Every day our body, or when you go deeper, our cells are repairing or doing so many things, you know, dozens of things, you know. In some books, you even can read that a cell has up to 40,000 chemical processes per second. Think about it. So that's billions or trillions of repairing systems which are working every day. But I think here the more important thing is, think about our body, or when you see it from a bigger point, of course, our body and mind and soul create the cancer cells. So of course, if body or we created these cells, of course the body can also say, okay, I'm changing this now. But here comes the most important point, of course, which belongs to depression, is why should the body do this, you know? Because there was a reason why the body created the cancer cells. So if you don't change something, or I would say better, if you don't find the cause why the body made these cancer cells, of course there will be no going back to healthy cells.
Absolutely. And I think it maybe makes sense to share with our listener the thought concept that the body has good reasons for creating cancer cells. There are some theories, like, for example, the idea of the second liver. Maybe this is a good moment to share some of your experience and thinking about why would the body create cancerous cells in the first place?
Yeah, I know what you mean, Klaus. It's just, you know, many people are still thinking cancer cells are bad, you know. Cancer cells, they want to kill me, and they killed maybe other family members, and that's why cancer cells are a very bad thing. But what I don't understand is when you see this in a long timeline, this is only the end where you look at now at the moment when the cancer cells can kill you. But in the beginning, a cancer cell is a really, really good thing. I give you a few examples. First of all, cancer cells, they can collect poison in the body. This is what you think about, like acting like a second liver. And so cancer cells, they can collect a lot of poisons in the body, and they store it on one part in your body. So this is why detox therapies are so important in a holistic cancer therapy process. So if you detox your body, then of course there is no need anymore for your body to create these cancer cells, and then they will go away. So this is just one example. Another example is if you have problems with the cell membrane, or if you have too much stress and you have too much adrenaline in the body. We spoke about this problem with adrenaline before in another podcast. And now your cells, they have too much sugar in the cells. They have to get rid of it. So how can they do it? They create cancer cells, because a cancer cell can burn down 18 to 20 times more sugar than a normal healthy cell. So you see, in the beginning, a cancer cell is something really good, which is helping the most important law in the evolution, which is surviving. So we have to go away from cancer cell is bad and wants to kill us. No, come on. Our body is so high intelligent. The evolution is the most... For me, you know, evolution is just, I still don't understand it. This is so outstanding. And so we have to stay away from this way of thinking that cancer cells wants to kill us, and they are so bad, and they also, you know, or other people are saying, for example, our immune system is so bad with cancer cells. No. The immune system is not bad in cancer patients, not at all. Even it's the opposite side, but this is another thing. Anyway, so our immune system created all these cancer cells because the cancer cells are helping people to repair and not dying at the beginning of this timeline.
And I think here, it's a very important understanding that initially that basically the cancer has a great purpose and is probably there designed to help you. But in that's probably not the good news if you're ignoring it and not finding out why the cancer is there, then eventually it can kill you.
Absolutely. This is why I'm always saying the most important thing in cancer therapy is finding the cause. So if you don't understand why you have cancer, how can you make a therapy? It's for me, it's just impossible, yes.
So let's go on to the next question here, because a lot of people do have that question. So we do understand the body could reverse naturally, but why don't we know about it? Why is it not scientifically proven? Have you come across scientific proof that the body could reverse cancer? I think you talked to me about a study done in Germany when they tested with cells, when they basically caused them to be cancerous and then reversed it.
Oh, first of all, there are many studies. This is not only one, you know. For example, I think about a study done at a German university in Leipzig, you know, with colon cancer cells. And they just put frataxin, which is a protein, they put it to the cancer cells, and the cancer cells became normal cells. So, but this, of course, was in a laboratory. And I personally don't believe, you know, what is working in a laboratory must not work in a patient, in a human being. But think about Klaus, you and I, we know so many people. They had tumors, the tumors were gone. You know, without, and this is the most important point here, without that they made therapies destroying cell therapies. And so what happened with all these patients? For example, all the patients from Dr. Johanna Budwig, you know, they did the oil protein diet and cancer cells, they changed and then they became back to a normal healthy cell. So we know personally hundreds, even more than 1,000 patients. So of course this happens every day.
Yeah. And I think that is very important to understand. But obviously, it is probably not expressed in the media so much, and it's not in the public opinion so much. So this leads me then to the last part of that question. So physically, it's possible. Scientific, there is some proof it's possible. Third question is, do we believe it's possible?
Yeah, this is a thing, you know. And here, I think it's not even the problem that, let me say, some people are not believing it. You know, what's for me the biggest problem here is the doctors don't believe it. Because at university, they teach them, you know, cancer cell is a problem of the DNA of our genes, and it will not come back to a healthy cell. So the only thing to help the patient is destroying the cell. So as long as at universities, you know, they teach doctors that, and of course, why should doctors not believe in? Don't misunderstand me. I'm not blaming the doctors, not at all, because this is what I learned there, and it's good if they believe what I learned there. But as long as at the universities, they teach the young doctors that this is cancer and you have to kill, you have to destroy the cell, I think nothing will change, unfortunately.
And so it is again, and this is why it's so important that we do this public awareness, that these podcasts are so important. It's not just the two of us. There are many other very interesting podcasts out there that share the message. And I think we need to learn, we need to understand, take on more the self-responsibility of understanding. And then it becomes clearer and clearer that A, yes, it is possible, and B, I can believe that it is possible, and therefore I'm probably going to do certain things that help me to make it a reality, and then I have a proof. Because in the mind world, there's two strategies. either I believe it's possible and then I do something to create the result, or I'm waiting for others to prove it and then I believe and then I'm able to do it. Both ways, we need to do something. And I'm hoping that this podcast can encourage you. Yes, the body can reverse it. And yes, you can actually achieve it. But as Lothar said, and I'm also pretty aware of that, it's very key that you understand we need to find the source of the cancer and we need to support the body. And yes, in some situations, the body might not be able to do it on its own at some point. And I think, Lothar, that's also reality here.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, at the end, you have two groups of cancer patients because of that point. You have people that say, make me healthy. You know, they go to a doctor and say, here's the problem, and I can't do anything because this is what the doctor told them. You know, your DNA is ill and you can't do anything, but I can help you with destroying the cells with chemotherapy or radiation, for example, and that's it. And then there is other group, a growing group, I think. What I see, a growing group. And they just say, okay, the first question for them is, can I do something besides what the doctor is doing? I'm not saying don't go to a doctor. I'm not saying there is a doctor who can help you. No, not at all. But again, the question is, what can I do? But this question you only can ask yourself if you understand that your body is able to make it, you know. This is a very, I have maybe a short, nice example that you understand it better. If you do some hypnosis and you say to a patient, to a friend, okay, take a one euro coin on your hand. And now you know what will happen. After 1 or 2 minutes, the coin will become very, very hot. Really hot. You will not stand it anymore. And then you just throw it away. You know what happens? After 1 or 2 minutes, you know, he feels that it's more and more hot. And then at least after 3 minutes, he will throw it away because it's too hot for him. Of course, nothing happened in reality. But the really interesting thing is when you look now to the hand of your friend or patient and you see there where the coin was, the skin will be very wet. So think about what happened here. You just saw the coin is hot, and then the skin changed. So you know, this is a very bad example, you know, but if you can think about something very bad, like here in hypnosis, you can also think something very good, which also will change yourselves.
And to come to a close with this podcast now, I think we can both agree, and I think that's the good news for everybody listening out there. We have a lot of proof and understanding that the body can reverse cancer again. And I think that's an amazing and very, very important understanding. But we also know it needs a lot of responsibility. It needs a lot of work. This is not a magic bullet thing. It could take months, years of work. And I think the big word is change, so that we create a lifestyle that supports the body in this. But I think that's the good news. And with that note, I'm going to say goodbye. And we're going to speak to you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.